Through it all, Martin Luther King has spoken of his dream, one which we and many other people around the world share. To this undeterred hero for justice, the Nobel Committee of Oslo, Norway, awards our 1964 Peace Prize.
The elderly chairman shakes King's hand and presents him with a medal in an open box. King steps up to the podium and microphones with a humble smile.
I accept this honor for our lost ones whose deaths pave our path. I accept this honor for the more than 20 million American Negroes who are motivated by dignity. Together, we believe that what the illusion of supremacy has destroyed, the truth of equality can nourish.
I promise you, it ain't nothing to be scared of. It's quick, and pass it right there next to you.
Yeah, but the biggest thing is getting your hair wet up. I got my hair pressed that same morning. It was wasted as soon as I hit the water. I should have worn a swim cap like Mama said.
See, I asked my mama, could she make my hair like Coretta Scott King had her at the Washington March. But she said that was too grown.
Oh, I love her hair.
I heard she don't put rollers in it. It's just like that. But I study. I know how she do it. See, she parts in the middle, and then...
The explosion rips through the group of smartly dressed children coming down a staircase. Dust, debris, Sunday best dresses, and bodies float through the air in a scene of devastation. Bodies lie amid rubble and broken timbers. Dust drifts through the air. A woman completes an application form. She carefully writes her name, Annie Cooper, adds her middle name, Lee, that she was born in 1909, she's female and Negro. Annie studies her handiwork and removes horn-rimmed glasses. She takes a seat on a wooden bench in a marble-floored hallway with a wrought iron lamp hanging above the wood and marble staircase.
Annie Cooper?
She takes a deep breath but remains seated.
Get on up now, I ain't got all day.
Annie walks apprehensively down the long hall towards a balding man sitting behind a counter with a wood partition. He eyes her loftily.
You work for Mr. Dunn down at the rest home, ain't that right?
Yes, sir.
Wonder what old Dunn will say when I tell him one of his gals down here stirring a fuss.
I ain't stirring no fuss. I'm just here trying to register the vote.
He scrutinizes the registration form.
It's all right this time.
It's right when I say it's right. Recite the Constitution's preamble. You know what a preamble is?
Annie looks straight ahead, expressionlessly.
We the people of the United States. In order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare.
How many county judges in Alabama?
She eyes him steadily.
67.
He nods, grudgingly impressed.
Name them.
Annie drops her gaze as the smug, balding official stamps denied in red ink across the neatly completed form. Annie maintains her dignity and keeps her emotions in check. She walks slowly towards the entrance, putting her glasses back in her handbag.
Aren't we done? Are we not done with this? Will this ever end?
I don't know, Mr. President. A comprehensive plan is already in place. The act was only passed 6 months ago. So hammer home that impatience only hurts the overall cause. We're getting there. Just keep reiterating the plan.
No, he doesn't want reiteration. He wants something so he can say, look, I told you I had a dream, and it's all coming goddamn true, whether you like it or not. That's what he wants. What he needs to do is get on board with what we're doing instead of the other way around, for once.
In the Oval Office.
Mr. President, Dr. King.
Mr. President.
Dr. King.